Mostly sunny and 21 in Shepparton. With the latest Goulburn Valley news, I'm Wade Stevens. State Highway Patrol members didn't rest after Anzac Day in Campaspe, apprehending a driver doing 131 k's an hour on the Murray Valley Highway at Echuca. The driver's licence of the person's been immediately suspended as a result, following similar apprehensions of speeding drivers near Tatura and Gurgarry over the past week. The Fairflow campaign to support irrigators in the Goulburn Murray has been launched ahead of a vital decision on the Murray-Darling Basin plan on May 8. The Senate will consider reducing the plan's 2,750 gigalitre target by up to 605 gigalitres. GMID Water Leadership co-chair David McKenzie says less water availability means less dairy, fresh fruit, vegetables and cereals, and less food manufacturing in the region. Wood heater owners in the Goulburn Valley are being urged to clean out their flues before the temperature begins to drop. Professional checkups can ensure wood heaters are free from obstructions, and operators are urged to take a look at wood heater manuals so appropriate fuels are used. Chief Environmental Scientist Andrea Hinwood says there's simple steps every wood heater user can take in coming weeks.
So it's a really timely reminder to get ahead of winter, to make sure you do those maintenance things. Again, make sure your wood is nice and dry and get organised for winter.
And Baruga residents are being reminded to shut all doors and windows today, with a sizeable hazard reduction burn kicking off at 10 a.m. It's to reduce the risk of bushfire and potential impacts of fire to the community of the Baruga area. The Southern Border Team's local RFS brigades will be keeping it all under control, and works should be completed by the late afternoon.